podium with a slight advantage in points. And yesterday Dunham was the greatest of start, losing early wickets. But young Kyle Doherty scoring 47 and a player brought in, Jamesy Huey, scored 40 and they're 176 for 9. Dunham missing four regulars yesterday. So that was to be expected. But the lad that came in, Huey, looked very promising now. And I'm sure he'd be wondering if he can keep his place. Corium were cruising along, seemed to be in control, 80 odd for 3. But then, who comes into the action with Junior McBrien once again, filling in for his son Andrew, who's still injured. He takes 2 wickets for 4 runs in his 8 overs. And then Jordan McGonigal, another sort of older member of the Dunamana side, he comes on and gets 4 wickets for 6 runs. Unbelievable bit of spin bowling for the two of them. And bowling Corian out for 127, of which Scott Campbell got 56 of those runs. So Dunamana winning by 49 runs. And great credit to him. Junior McBrien especially. He took a catch yesterday in first slip with one hand. And I can assure you, my elite test cricketer would have been proud of it. That's for a man of 54 years of age. Incredible cricketer still.
This Huey lad, is that his first game for Dunamana?
First game this season. He did play once or twice last season, but he got 195 for their seconds last week, so he's certainly a talent there and looked very good yesterday.
How significant is that victory for Dunamana and it away to Coleraine?
Very much so. That's twice they've beaten them. They beat them in the Bank of Ireland Cup just a couple of weeks ago. But yesterday was a big one, and I'm sure Dunamana is typical. Even though they're missing players, they just, whoever they bring in, they know they fight right to the bitter end. But Corian thought it was their day. I spoke to one or two of their players early on yesterday, and they said, we're never ever going to get a better chance to beat Dunamana with an understrength side. But never write them off. Whoever they bring in, they can produce the goods.
Yeah, 127 is a very low score for the likes of Coleraine.
Very poor score, mind you. I say they were 80 odd for 3, so their last 7 wickets only getting 40 plus runs, which was very, very disappointing. But credit to the two spun bowlers, Junior McBrien and Jordan McGonigal. I mean, they were bowling to boys like the Cook Brawlers, who've been around for years. Graham Hume, who got 99 not out for Dunamana last week, they're professional against Fox Lodge. So it wasn't ordinary batsmen they were bowling against. It was class batsmen, but they proved that they can still do it.
Let's go to the top of the table there, Brigade and Ardmore. Brigade, too strong for Ardmore.
Yeah, Ardmore had a bad weekend. Bowled out for 98 on Friday night in the Fahan Valley Cup semi-final at Brady, losing that one by 8 wickets. Yesterday, an even lower score, just 66 all out. Brady just lost the 3 wickets. Yeah, disappointing time for Ardmore at the minute. That was a bad weekend for them.
Brady, too strong for Fox Lodge, set too high a target.
249 for 6. Kyle Hamilton, 64. Andrew Austin, their young opener, 61. Fox Lodge has been a bit of a show of it, but still fell 69 runs short, 180. Dean McCarter, their top scorer, with 38. It gives Brady a bit of a lift for next weekend's semi-final against Dunamana.
Drummond's had a good target for Eglinton, but not enough.
Probably the biggest score of the season, 221 for 9. Chris Murr, the skipper, 59. But Eglinton were in top form yesterday with the bat. Ross Allen, that was his first century in any form of cricket, getting 104 not out. And Stuart Thompson, good form again yesterday. He joined them on 65 not out. Very, very comfortable. 7 wicket one for Eglinton.
And overall, just look at the table. Dunamana top.
Dunamana have gone to clear now by 15 points, yeah, and Brigade have got a little bit closer in third, but that was a major, major one for Dunamana. They might be hard to shake off their perch. The interesting thing now, if these boys are fit and available next weekend for the semi-final, will they be just able to walk on them automatically? I would imagine they will, to be fair, although, as I say, young Jamesy Huey will certainly be having a look and see what the selectors think. The other guys will come back if they're fit. But if Andy McBrien doesn't make it, well, his father, Junior, has done it this last few weeks. So he would be missed, obviously. But what a replacement they have if he's not able to play.
OK, and any results from the North West Championship yesterday?
Yeah, St Johnstone got a bad beating yesterday. Travelled into Glendermot, but they were beat by 103 runs. So that's very disappointing for them. Ballyspan, the other team, is another team in the semi-final next week. They had a very good win at Strabane Park, beating Strabane by 2 wickets. New Buildings had a big win over Killiecluny by 161 runs. And Bowens Glen got their first win of the season against Burndennet, winning by 51 runs. Just a couple of things happening today, Miles. Ardmore playing Fox Lodge in a game brought forward, and they're doing better than they did yesterday, at least with a poll so far, and with their batting to worry. Fox Lodge 121 for 6 after 40 overs, so they're struggling a bit. And then the Northwest Warriors taking on Leinster Lightning at Brady today. Game started at 10:45. Did well, the Warriors were bowling first. Leinster were 125 for 1 at one stage and looked like maybe a 300 total. But the bowlers started to get into it and get a few wickets. Leinster finishing on 232 all out. Still a good enough total, but nevertheless, it must have been a good bit of bowling. It was a good bit of bowling to the Northwest, but it looked like 300 plus was going to be what they would be chasing.
Okay, so they're chasing 232.
233 for victory, mate. It would be a big plus if they get that.
So, I think we mentioned last week, did we, the fact that Ireland will not be playing Test cricket for maybe a year or so because of the fixture list.
That's right, there's congested fixture list where all the top nations are more or less booked out for the next year or two. Possibly Zimbabwe might be a possibility, and maybe Afghanistan, the other side that were promoted to Test status. There's a chance of getting them, and they're hoping also, as I think we did mention it, that whatever tour inside might come to England, they might be able to squeeze a Test match on. But it's highly unlikely. These guys have their plans made 4 and 5 years in advance, so it'll probably be a couple of years before they get the chance to play the Pakistans or England or South Africa, but a possibility might of Afghanistan or Zimbabwe possibly next year.
Okay, anything else?
No, big weekend again. Next weekend we have the semi-final of the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup, both being played on Saturday now. Brady taking on Dunamanagh, and Dunamanagh obviously going for 6 in a row. But it won't be easy. Brady are a bit of a roll at the minute, and they have a little bit of a sign over Dunamanagh, but the way Dunamanagh are playing, you would have to fancy them. But it'll be a good game, that one. And the other one with Ballyspell, the second division side, who are doing very well, entertaining Fox Lodge, who are not playing that well. That game far from a foregone conclusion for the Premier side. So definitely it could be a very interesting game, that. And, you know, we credit the either of those two teams, because they don't usually be involved in one of them's going to be in a cup final. They don't usually be involved in Bank of Ireland Senior Cup final. So could be an interesting game, mate. But we'll only look forward to next weekend for those two semi-finals.